This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got for us?
How often do you find yourself saying or thinking the phrase, back in my day?
Why'd you say it like an old man?
Well, you're 53?
My wife told me the other day, she's like, you're becoming an old man. And she's like, you complain about everybody driving. I'm like, well, because I've lived on the earth a long time. I get old people now because they've put up with people for so long that they finally just hit that point where they're like, okay, I'm saying something. Like, you guys are driving me nuts. I'm saying something.
Yeah, so, they have to, in essence, battle the millennials, then the Gen Zs.
I know.
And whatever's coming after that.
The longer you're on this earth, the more people are going to frustrate you. So, yeah, I do find myself going, you know, back in the day, I reminisce about things for sure.
Well, apparently even millennials are starting to use this phrase more and more as the world continues to change. Some of the things that people are saying that they think are better back in the day are dating sites, because nowadays a lot of things are swipe right. It's all based on image instead of actually getting to know another human being's personality and stuff like that.
That's interesting.
YouTube, because everything has ads, because I personally don't remember YouTube not having ads.
Yeah, I'm going back thinking about it, because YouTube started off as this weird thing where people were just trying to be funny, kind of like on TikTok. TikTok has mastered being funny. YouTube never quite got a hold of that, and they tried to do long stuff, and it wasn't funny. But then YouTube found its niche when it was like, oh, we'll teach you to do things.
You can
find out how to do anything on YouTube. But I still love, 5 seconds, you can skip the ads. That's ingenious their part. If I ever have to watch a full 15-second ad, I come unhinged. I know. I'm like, up next.
Another thing is buying your first home. I haven't experienced this yet, but people are saying that nowadays you have to battle 20 other people to get your house. That house is already outside of your budget.
Yeah.
And, I mean, my parents, we moved around a lot and we bought homes here and there. I don't ever remember having to battle through 20 other people.
I feel this is unprecedented this time. I feel bad for anyone trying to buy a house that needs to buy a house now, because you're competing against so many people. And everybody's offering over the asking price. It's insane, the competition for housing. And it's a miracle anybody gets one. My neighbor is moving and told me that they won a house and they felt they'd won the lottery. And that's what it feels like. The people are doing crazy things to entice buyers. I heard one person was like, I want to buy your house and I have a condo in Vail you can have every week, or you can have for a week.
Oh my goodness.
You know, just to try to get them to pick them. It's a popularity contest like in high school all over again for getting houses. It's crazy. So I feel bad for anyone trying to buy that starter home.
Oh no.
You might want to wait a little bit, because it will swing back. This is a period, and it will normalize soon. So you might want to hold off and then wait for a better deal.
That's what Haley and I are doing. Like, we were potentially looking at buying a house, saw what this world looks like, and moved into a new rental place. And honestly, I see being there for 2 or 3 more years just to save up.
That's what you do.
Wait for this to move on.
Right now, what you do is, if you're young, instead of buying a house right now, make an extra payment to yourself.
Yeah.
Like you would if you were making a house payment. Make that extra payment and save that. Just save every month, so that when the time does come, you will have money to then make a good offer on a home and have a better chance at it actually getting.
Can't wait.
I know. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, some things were better in the old days.
And all these little things.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And I kind of discovered something in my own personal life, that when I'm thankful for the dumb little things, it makes me more cognizant of the big things, and actually a little less cognizant of my problems. It kind of brings some balance and some perspective in it. And I had this happen the other day, and this is, you're going to find this really dumb. So I have this favorite pair of work boots that I've had for years.
Yeah.
I have traveled around the world in these things. They're like my favorite. And so I still wear them, you know, every week to mow the lawn and stuff. So I'm mowing the lawn, and I keep feeling this jab in the ball of my foot. I'm like, dadgummit. So I got, I think, oh, there's something in there. So I go to shake it out, nothing in there. I run my hand over it. I feel, I'm like, okay, so the soles are finally giving way on these.
Oh, no.
I know, RIP favorite shoes. I'm going to have to get rid of them. And so I feel the bump, and I'm like, oh, nuts. And I roll it over, and what do I see? A staple. He's gone through the boot and is pushed up into the sole, and that's what the bump was. So I just removed the staple.
And the shoes are okay.
And the shoes are glorious again.
You're like a shoe surgeon.
I know. I can wear my shoes again. It's the, again, I know this is dumb. It's the dumbest thing, but I was so thankful. Because I'm like, those shoes have so many memories of traveling through Africa and helping provide water for people or sponsoring kids. Like, they have all these memories associated with them. I was so sad. But I was like, man... I literally sat there. I'm like, man, Lord, thank you for letting me think of, like, looking for that and solving the problem, not just getting rid of the shoe.
And I don't think God doesn't want to hear the little things, the little prayers.
Exactly. And so that's what we're going to talk about with you. I love doing this segment. It's the little things. And maybe you're just hearing this and processing it like, oh, maybe I should be thankful for the little things. I've never thought of it like that before. And something instantly popped into your head. I'd love to hear that as well. So what's that little thing recently that you found yourself just being thankful for? And I'm telling you, it changes your outlook on things. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on. Put that in your favorites so you can get right through when the phones get busy. But we'll take your little thing right now. What's your little thing?
You know the story of Abraham and how he built an altar as a remembrance of...
being told to sacrifice his son Isaac. And
yes.
God provided the ram. So you were testing me, but I knew the story.
That's true. Good job.
Thank you.
My husband and I, several years ago, went through homelessness, and we lost everything and literally had to move to Mexico and live on an orphanage.
Were some of the kids at the orphanage like, oh my gosh, these two kids are really old. This like, how did they get here?
Right. So... my sister-in-law gave me her brush because I didn't have one. And she was like, here, you can have it. And I was like, oh, thank you. Well, it ended up being my favorite brush. And I used it until the color had worn off the handle. Some of the bristles had been breaking off. And so I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to get a new brush. But I felt like the Holy Spirit was tugging at me and saying, do not throw that brush away. Because this is a constant reminder of all the things that I have brought you out of and have provided for. So I have it sitting on my dresser, you know, for me to see every day. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. See that? Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's not some big elaborate thing, but it's this small thing that reminds you of God's faithfulness. And I love that. What is your little thing you're thankful for?
Well, I actually, I have a favorite shoe as well. I'm wearing them this morning on my way to work, and I have had them for about 5-6 years. So I was putting them on just a couple of weeks ago, and the shoelace literally broke and, like, evaporated in my hand. And I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to toss these boots. And then as I'm in my frustration, and my wife is like, well, we can just get you another pair. I had this little spark in the back of my head, and I went looking in a drawer, and sure enough, there was a perfect unused set of shoelaces. And I laced them up, I put them on, and I said, thank you, Jesus. And my wife turned and looked at me, and she was like, what are you thanking God for that? And I said, because it's such a little thing. I said, but if I can thank God for this, then I can thank him for the greater that's to come.
What is your little thing you're thankful for?
Well, I actually, I have a favorite shoe as well. I'm wearing them this morning on my way to work, and I have had them for about 5-6 years. So I was putting them on just a couple of weeks ago, and the shoelace literally broke and, like, evaporated in my hand. And I was just thinking, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to toss these boots. And then as I'm in my frustration, and my wife is like, well, we can just get you another pair. I had this little spark in the back of my head, and I went looking in a drawer, and sure enough, there was a perfect unused set of shoelaces. And I laced them up, I put them on, and I said, thank you, Jesus. And my wife turned and looked at me, and she was like, what are you thanking God for that? And I said, because it's such a little thing. I said, but if I can thank God for this, then I can thank him for the greater that's to come.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
If you love Whole Foods for their organic foods like cashews, sustainably grown, kissed with water from the Nile, and lovingly handpicked by imported Tibetan monks, because you don't just eat your food, you experience it, you'll probably love the new shopping experience they got going on there. Next year, Whole Foods is going to open a few stores with no rows of cashiers.
Oh, okay, so it's all going to be self-checkout?
Yeah, that's what's kind of cool, but then it even goes a step further than that. They said they're going to bring cashierless technology to Whole Foods, and you check out by walking out. They have scanners and cameras all through the thing. You put your stuff in your cart. It's your, I guess, attached to your account, and you can just walk right out. And it feels really intrusive.
Amazon is controlling everything.
I know. That seems crazy, right? So I love self-checkout. Yes. I do. And I'm a big fan of that. And ever since they solved the problem with, like, fruit or garlic, because you could never find that and it wasn't tagged before, now they've made it easy. You can weigh it and everything right there, which is great. But leave it to Amazon to figure out how they could go to that next level and never even have to open your wallet or even pick anything up to scan it. It's crazy.
We're so interested in anything that's going to make our experience, whatever that experience is, right, easier and more convenient.
Well, yeah, because we're super lazy. Yeah. Like, we want that for sure, but there is going to be an old school option.
Okay,
so if you want to go through and scan everything yourself and use cash, even, like, that seems crazy.
Oh yeah, cash.
Outdated concept, or gift cards or other payment types, you can actually do that as well.
Huh.
I could see myself doing that because I don't trust technology a lot of times. Like, I could see, like, walking out and it missed something and then they stop me or whatever, so I'd rather control my own destiny a little bit as I leave. I did think, though, that this was one of the first steps in reducing payroll and getting around, like, higher minimum wages.
Yeah.
By having less people working there because you've eliminated jobs. But even with the technology, they say they're going to hire the same number of people in the stores that they normally would, except they'll have different roles. They'll be in the aisles helping shoppers instead of behind the cash register, basically.
That makes sense, because you still need people who are going to stock the shelves, make everything look as good as possible, and customer service.
And when that dumb technology stops working, for some reason, because mine's always like, place item in shopping bag. I'm like, I have. Place item in shopping. I did. Place item. And I'm shaking the computer. And then someone comes over and is like, sir, take your hands off the computer's neck. I will fix this. Okay, fine. You do that. So that's good news. It'll be interesting to see. That will get me into Whole Foods to go check it out and see that, because I'm fascinated by that. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And have you ever had one of those faith light bulb moments where something just kind of clicked, or you saw something in a new way, or something finally made sense? I kind of had something like that the other day. My neighbor was talking to me and they're moving, and she was like, yeah, and it's just like all these things lined up and just the perfect set of circumstances, and everything just worked, and I knew that it was a God thing, you know, for us to move. And as I thought about that, I'm like, yeah, we use that terminology all the time. And I've never heard anyone use that terminology for anything bad. Like, it's always a God thing when it works out. Like, when it works out in our favor, like, oh, totally a God thing. God thing. Boy, I got that new job. God thing. I'm getting married. God thing. I'm moving to another country. It's going to be amazing. God thing. But it's like, I lost my wife of 25 years. God thing. You know, like, it's just, we don't look at the negative and associate that as a God thing as well. And my thought on it was, if we're going to give God all the credit for the good and say, it's a God thing, it's a total God thing, I almost think we have to not give him the blame, because, you know, we need to praise him in all things. We have to accept that sometimes the things that aren't good in life can still be a God thing.
Yeah, if we are going to say that he's in control,
right,
he's in control of, you know, all this good stuff that's going on in your life, and you're like, oh, like, he's really organized all this. He's also, in essence, like, I think, yeah, he's in control of what's coming into your life that is a bad thing. Like, he's organizing all that, but he's in control.
Yeah, and so that was just kind of my thing. It was like, ding, I hadn't really seen it like that before. So I am curious for you, have you had that faith light bulb moment, that thing that you finally understood differently, or something clicked because of something? I'd love to hear yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. We love hearing your thoughts, especially on this kind of stuff. Your perspective is great, because it might help somebody out today. 855-33-WAY-FM. What's yours?
I actually had a God moment with a move as well, and everything sort of lined up, and I got down here, and all of a sudden things started going pretty south. I was carrying mortgage payments. You know, I took the leap of faith anyway, and my mom got sick. I got in a car accident. Like, there was just all kinds of things coming against me. And after my mom passed, I had that moment that was like, oh my gosh, I'm so humbled, because all these bad things that have been happening was your way. If God has a fatherly love, he's not going to give you everything you want. He's just going to give you what you need. In that moment, I'm realizing all these things happened because I was able to be with my mom while she was sick. That's why the house didn't sell. My car accident led me to family that are friends, actually, that helped me with childcare. I mean, it all just came together like, oh my gosh, this whole time, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, you've been with me this entire time, holding me and doing things that were right for me.
Yeah, God works in the good and the bad. He's always working behind the scenes. We just tend to say it's a God thing when it's good, but we don't also accept that the bad can be a God thing as well. And I love your perspective on this, Amanda. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for letting me share.
So what's yours, Riley?
So I had actually fallen away from my faith. I was actively seeking employment on Sundays so that I had an excuse to not go to church.
Oh, wow. That's next level.
yeah. So I was working Sundays. There was this delivery guy that would come in during the week, and he and I kind of had this rapport. And so one week he came in, noticed I was having a bad day, and was like, hey, I have something for you. And he gave me this little booklet, and it was the Book of John. And I was like, ah, no thanks. I've read it. And I threw it back at him. And I was not in a good place at the time, obviously. And so he was like, well, you can always read it again. And I was like, no, seriously, like, I'm not doing the church thing right now. And he was like, well, can I tell you something? And I said, well, it sounds like you're going to tell me anyway, so go ahead. And he was like, well, I learned something, and that's to not judge God by his servants. It really hit me, because I felt like I had been judging God by the people who had been judging me, and I ended up going back to the faith and going back to God.
What I love about your story is you're kind of like Jonah, too, like running away from God, but God is always in pursuit of us. So you're like, okay, well, I'll show you God. I'm going to get a job where I'm not going to be in church on Sundays. And God uses a delivery guy, much like Jonah and the whale, to get your attention, even when you were trying to purposely not be around him. I love it. That's what God does constantly in our lives.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Riley, I love your story, and I appreciate you being on the show with us.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.
What's yours?
Well, Wally, for me, I lost both my sons 3 months apart. The first to cancer, and then 3 months later, my older son was murdered, and I was angry at God. I just simply could not understand what his plan was in all of this. And then just a few days afterwards, I had two of their very closest friends that were absolutely as far removed from God as they could be came to Christ through the loss of their friends. That was my light bulb. Oh God, this is what your plan was. That this was how he chose to use my son's life.
Boy, to hear you after losing your sons be able to say that their death was a beautiful thing, I think is probably jarring for some people, especially if they're walking through this and they don't have that same perspective. But, well, I'll tell you, that is definitely a God-sized perspective that you have, being able to see that all things can come together for good, even if it's not necessarily our good. Romans 8:28 talks about that. Sometimes somebody else's good causes a little bit of hurt for us as well.
Well, you know, Wally, one of my son's favorite verses was, "May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." And for me, that verse tells all in this whole story.
I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home, and get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
Jeremy Camp has had a pretty long career at this point. He his big song, I Still Believe, which came out in 2003. I was only 8 years old at that time.
Really? Great song. Yep. Subject of his movie, I Still Believe,
so
actually. It's a great movie. If you get a chance to see it, you can rent it and stuff like that. Unfortunately, he got hosed with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be the big theatrical release, and it ended up getting shelved right as COVID was hitting and theaters were closing down. It was a bummer because I think people would have really enjoyed that story.
Absolutely.
So you can still get it, though.
But over the last few years, his albums and his music, he's been embracing kind of a more modern feel in a lot of his music. I feel like a lot of it is more poppy, and he's wearing skinnier and skinnier jeans.
I respect that. I, the older you get, the skinnier jeans have to get. I get it. No boot cut anymore.
Boot cut. And this Friday, he'll be releasing his newest album. The title of the album is When You Speak, and this is just a little bit of the song When You Speak from that album.
When you speak.
Oh, wow.
I'm found in the sound of peace, be still.
What in the world? Right?
Oh,
wow, okay.
Oh my goodness.
That does not sound like Jeremy Camp's style, because he's based in rock typically more so. And so this feels more pop. It almost has elements of For King and Country.
It does.
A little bit there. That almost that Caribbean vibe that they had when they were doing the marimbas on Joy.
Oh, you're totally right
about
that.
Yeah, yeah. That shocked me.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that after 18 years of a musical career, you definitely embrace something new. And I don't think that sounds bad.
No, it's tricky for artists because everyone wants you to grow and evolve. But then when you step outside of it, they're like, no, I like the old you better.
Yeah.
They can't win, you know? And so I think it jarred me. Like, I'm like, whoa, hey, that's not what I'm used to hearing him. I picture four more guys behind him all in white and do it. It feels like a boy band.
Okay, speaking of white, if you go and watch the music video for this song,
All in White?
There's like, you know, they'll flip-flop between different shots. Yeah. Different outfits. One of those outfits, head to toe,
called it. See, oh. I'm good at this. There you go. Well, there you go. New music from Jeremy Camp. I think that's one that will grow on me.
I think so.
It felt really like different to me, which is not a bad thing.
Nope.
Not a bad thing. So, all right, there you go. That's gonna do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gonna play a game here with you now. You have a chance to win a prize. It's called the Line Please Game, okay? So these are movie quotes, famous quotes from movies, and all you have to do is tell me what movie the line is from. Pretty simple, at least I thought. I just gave Gavin the quiz to see how he would do. He got one right.
I'm so ashamed of myself. I've got a film degree.
Yeah, film degree. Like, you should have learned some of these movies. I mean, they're big movies. They're older. A lot of these are older and kind of classic. So maybe if you're a little bit on the older side, the agier side, like myself, like 50s, you should get all of these. You know, even 40s, even 30s. I mean, or someone that paid attention in film class. So that is what we're going to do. So the way it works, I'm going to give you a line from a movie. You have to get 5 points right, but you only get 4 questions.
Uh-oh.
All right. So if you get it right without a hint, you get 2 points. So you could win really quickly. If you need a hint, you only get 1 point. So, and you don't have much time either. So, all right. If you want to play along, again, maybe it'll help you if you really, really know movies or you're a little bit on the agier side. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play Line Please, we'll do it right now. So, Amelia, how old are you?
I'm 35. 35.
Okay, these are a little bit older movies, but you've lived a little bit of life. You might know some of these. Question number one, you've got to ask yourself, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? What movie is that from?
Clint Eastwood. It's with Clint Eastwood. What the heck? Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry?
Okay, now your voice changed a little bit there, Amelia. Who's with you?
It's my husband, Joseph.
Well, your husband, Joseph, is amazing because he got that right.
He's a little on the agier side, so he knows a lot of these, I think.
Oh, really? So you're in your 30s? How old is your husband?
47.
47. Okay. Here we go. Here's another. You guys are doing great. You got 2 points right out of the gate. Here's looking at you, kid. What do you think that movie's from? Famous Bogart quote.
He's looking at you, kid. Man, I know that.
Okay, for only 1 point, here's your hint. It's also a real port. It's a real place in North Africa on the seaboard there in Monaco.
Jeez, I'm drawing a blank, girl.
I don't know.
That was Casablanca.
Oh, I knew that.
That's one of those quotes that you hear, but you're never sure what movie it's from. Okay, no points there. You should get this one. This one will be easy. Phone home.
E.T.
Nicely done. Okay, there you go. That's 4 points. You have to get this one right, and there's no way you're missing this one. There's no possible way. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. You didn't even need the hint. If I only had a brain, you got it right. Nicely done.
Yay.
Well, Amelia, it sounds like you married well because he helped you out a lot.
He did. He always does.
And, you know, you guys are a good team, and that's what marriage is all about. So you're going to win a prize you can share together.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and we're glad to be on your show today.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You're probably familiar with the term side hustle. You know, everyone's got one. Something you do either for passion or to make a little bit of extra money. And I came across this thing about different side hustles or jobs that you could do from home. You know, because you might not want to do Lyft or Uber or whatever because you don't want to be out driving around or something like that. And so they had this list. And let me give you the list first, okay? Translating, like you're fluent in another language, you can translate from home to make extra money. A virtual assistant.
What?
Selling stuff online. That seems pretty easy. Let's take that one out because everybody does that on eBay. Manage a brand's social media accounts. Yes, you can do this from your home. TikTok, Twitter, things like that. And website testing. A lot of companies hire people to test their websites before they go public. Okay, so you got translating, virtual assistant, brand manager, and website testing. I don't think these are jobs you can just go do, like, real quick on the side. Like, I can't learn another language.
Yeah, the last bit of experience I have is, like, maybe 17-year-old learning how to say see. I can still do that.
Yeah, you could not translate. Pig Latin I could translate. becoming a virtual assistant, doing social media. Like, this list just doesn't even seem like it's plausible for most people. As all television shows, every television show always has their cast having these amazing jobs. Oh, I'm an advertising executive. Yeah, there's five people that do that in this country. Yeah. You know, like, but they all have these great, exciting jobs. So what I'm curious about, and I'm going to throw this out there. Does anybody that's listening right now have one of these jobs that they're saying, hey, why don't you just go do one of these jobs? Because I don't think you can. Like, I don't think anybody is translating from home, being a virtual assistant, managing social media accounts from home, or website testing. I don't think anybody's doing any of those things.
I don't even know what a virtual assistant is.
No idea.
What in the world?
Yeah, I want a real assistant. Yeah. I want someone that's going to help me, you know? But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you have one of these jobs. I would be fascinated if that was the case. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Do you do any of these things? You know? Because, again, I contend that so many of these lists and things you come across just aren't realistic for people in real life. If I said, hey, side hustle Uber, you'd be like, yeah, absolutely, Uber. You know, it's easy. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Glenda, what do you say?
I say my daughter's a virtual assistant.
Okay, now this is one that Gavin was like, what is that? And I had no idea either. What does a virtual assistant do?
Well, she does different things for different people. She has physicians that she's a virtual assistant for. This physician did some podcasts, and so she would listen to the podcast, make sure that the podcast, she would go through and, you know, take out the, the things like that.
I could use that.
You know, anyway, she does marketing.
So she does what a personal assistant would normally do without, like, the shopping and picking up the dry cleaning. She then handles the things like emails or schedules for multiple different people from where she's at?
Yes, she does billing. She's done this for teachers. And basically, she does so many hours a month. And she started her own business doing this a little over a year ago. She's been able to stay at home and homeschool her children and still be able to work.
That's cool. I hope she gets so busy that she needs to hire a virtual assistant, you know?
She has been there a few times where it's like, oh man, I think I'm going to have to hire somebody to help me.
That's funny, but I can't find anybody as good as me to do it. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families and that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people. And they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock's out today, so I'm covering least of these. You know Steve Burns, if I mention that name, who that is. Gavin, you have to know who this is.
That is Steve, the OG from Blue's Clues.
That's right. He never went with his last name there. He was just Steve, my buddy Steve from Blue's
Clues. The guy in green.
Yeah, like he made a video now for his grown-up fans. So people might have wondered, like, what happened to Steve from Blue's Clues? Because you grew up with Blue's Clues. My daughter didn't. She's around your age.
Yeah, so I don't remember exactly when I stopped watching it, but I can remember sitting there. Because the orientation of the show is that he talks to the audience, and I can remember being that 4 or 5 year old talking right back to him.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's gotten my head too. I'm curious what you think of his message now to you as an adult, Gavin. Okay. And he's still talking to you. So here's his message.
We started out with clues. Huh? And now it's what? Student loans. And jobs and families, and some of it has been kind of hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help.
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you.
Oh.
Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends.
Oh, I'm super glad, too.
He didn't forget me.
Yeah. Is that weird?
I think that it's a little bit cheesy. When I went and saw, like, where this was posted, though, it was on, like, Nick Jr. Like, it was Nick Jr.'s Twitter and all of their social media. I gotta assume that that's obviously still in some way bent towards a young audience.
Yeah.
For me personally, though, like starting it off with the student loans thing.
Right, it was funny.
Like, that's identifiable.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's just weird him still being in character talking to me as an adult, Steve, and like to me, like it's a little odd for me. But it did remind me of something. Remember the band Stars Go Dim?
Oh, yeah.
We had their song that I remember one time thinking, this sounds like Blue's Clues. And so I did a mashup of Blue's Clues and Stars Go Dim. If you haven't heard it. This is Stars Go Blue.
Blue, look who's here.
Like Kevin on Earth. Like Kevin on Earth.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Gavin, I want you to do something for me here. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, 1 being the least, how patient are you? You're pretty laid back.
I'm pretty laid back. It can always depend on the thing. But overall, you said 10 being the most.
Yeah.
I'm probably a good, like, I'm in that 8-9 range.
Are you really?
Yeah. I don't need to hurry things along.
I'm in the one range.
Yeah.
If I could give myself a zero, I would give myself a zero. We were at the movies the other night, and my daughter saw this firsthand. Like, there was an elderly couple, and they just couldn't figure out how modern movies work now, and like what you're buying tickets at the counter and phones and all that. Like, they just couldn't put it together. And I was getting frustrated, and I was quietly doing it. Like, I wasn't being a jerk, like to them or anything like that, but I'm like, okay, come on. That's right. Get it out of your purse. Move the mints over. You can do this. I was doing commentary, you know? And my daughter goes, you are the most impatient person. I'm like, I just don't like inefficiency anywhere.
Sure.
So then, though, this is where, that's why I'm so glad I didn't say anything out loud. We go up there, and God has this wonderful sense of humor. All of a sudden, I get up there, and none of my technology is working.
Oh.
Like, all my tickets are on my phone, and they're not there, and then I'm trying to find them, and the lady's like, okay, push over here, push over here. I felt like that 70-year-old
person. And there
person.
Could be somebody right behind you. This guy's taking forever.
Yeah, there was a millennial behind me going, what is up with Grandpa over here? Doesn't know how to use his phone, you know? So I appreciate the irony. I even called myself out on it to my family.
Oh,
I'm like,
funny.
All right, I get it. I can see you looking at me. But I'm super, super impatient. You know, apparently, according to this survey, though, 2/3 of us claim that we are. Like, so
okay.
Almost 2/3 say that we are patient people. I don't see that at all. Like, I don't see, I see us being a very impatient, gratification now type society, but maybe I'm wrong here. But here's what I'm curious about. I am curious about a time your impatience cost you, okay? So you got really impatient and you whipped around that car in front of you and you hit a pole or something, you know? Or like, for me, I was building a guitar and I got these tuning pegs and they were the wrong size, but I was going to make them work. And I got a hammer and that didn't work, so I got a bigger hammer. Instead of just going and drilling the hole out, I did this and I snapped the neck it cost me $200 just like that, gone. And 3 days of work on it, just gone. And so I am curious. I know I'm not the only impatient person, but I'm curious, like, what your impatience cost you financially. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. You might make me feel a little better, too. I can use a little bit of that right now because the look on my daughter's face was not good at the movie.
And call in soon because he's impatient to hear that.
If you wait for more than 10 seconds, I will lose my mind. What is the time your impatience cost you?
Well, I'm an instant gratification person. I have to get it done, have to see it now. I was doing some redecorating in the house, and I needed a couple of chairs, and I saw these chairs, and I was like, well, yeah, it's not exactly what I want, but I really just want to get it done. I don't need it now, but these things will probably work. So I bought them. I got them in the house. 48 hours later, I saw on a store floor the exact chairs I would have wanted.
Oh.
So I now have 4 chairs and 2 I have to get rid of.
Oh, I feel you on the chairs thing because we were doing the same thing and I pushed my wife into buying chairs that she was hesitant about. I'm like, let's just get this done, honey. Come on, they're chairs. It's taking too long. Let's do this. So we bought 3 chairs and I've returned 2 of the 3 chairs so far to different places. She did let me keep one of them that worked out.
Well, I'm in the process of trying to see if I could get somebody to buy these suckers.
Don't show my wife because I don't want to have to return them to you.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show because the regular news can be kind of a bummer. We created good news. Giddy up, a couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the world you live in. We're going to start with me. This actually started off from a really dark place. There was a man in Massachusetts who lost his family in a fire 20 years ago.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, how do you come back from that? Well, you rescue your neighbor whose home caught on fire.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, how amazing is that? So, like, the thing that ended up changing his life, you could definitely be fearful of and not want to interact with, but he saw the need. He rushed in to the home and got her out.
I'm sure he knew the, like, obvious danger too on his life.
Yeah.
But he
didn't think about it.
That's awesome.
There you go. There's a local hero for you. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a 16-year-old Eagle Scout in Georgia. They actually now have earned every single merit badge that you can get. That's 137 of them. But this is the really cool thing. There are less than 500 people ever who have done that.
Really?
So he's one of 500. That's a super small group of people.
I would have thought there'd be a whole lot more that were able to do that. 137 merit badges. I'm sure some are harder than others to get, too.
Yeah. You've got the, you know, walk the old person across the street badge.
I don't know if they have that one anymore.
I don't either. Let's just see that in movies like Up or something.
Your whole life is based on the movie Up. If it didn't happen in the movie Up, it doesn't exist. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And before Betty left, she had written a post that we have posted. And it's really good. And I will deny it if you tell her that I said that. I don't want her head to get too big. But no, she wrote this great post, kind of looking at life through her lens, and she called it Confidence in the Chaos. She says, but if I'm being honest, I know that's not how God wants us and wants me to live my life. While the present circumstances may seem chaotic and out of control, God has been teaching me that his ability to handle it all, he's got this. And when I say all, I mean he's able to handle all the world's problems as well as show me how to navigate my life as well. So that's kind of the place she started at with her realization. And she goes on to say, what are we to focus on? If you are having the news on 24/7, your perspective is going to be molded by what you see and hear. And that can only lead to feelings of anger, anxiety, and fear. Instead, Jesus is not asking us to bury our heads in the sand, but he's asking us to look toward him. So you can be cognizant of the world around you, and you should be. That's how we're involved with voting and things like that, is we have to know what's going on, but you can't let it own you. And, you know, I love her take of, like, he's just telling you, like, know this, but look to me for your peace and your comfort.
Yeah, you can't care for the world if you don't know what the world is going through, per se, but you always have that safe place that, you know, Jesus, the Bible, to come back to restore yourself when you need that.
Yeah, so if you want to check it out, I thought it was really good. Again, don't tell Betty I said that, please.
No, Betty!
Yeah, we can't. That's too much, honestly. You can text the word Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, just her name, Betty, to 91979. It'll send you a link and you can check it out.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.